This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
In Psalm 133, we hear an example of a community that lives at peace. The psalmist says how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell as one. What he's trying to say is that the communities that we form, whether it be our families, whether it be our parish communities, whatever form of community it be, gives a message simply by the fact that we're willing to live with each other. We're willing to put up with each other's shortfalls. We're willing to care about each other enough that we'd even correct each other when that's needed. And the psalmist uses two interesting examples. It's like when the oil runs down over the beard of Aaron. Now, for us in modern society, that doesn't make a lot of sense, but we have to realize that when you went to a dinner party in ancient times, because this was a very dry land, the host would put a piece of solidified oil on your head. And as the room warmed up, the oil would start running down over your hair, over your beard, and you would take it and wipe it into your skin. The point of that image is that living in a community can be something very soothing, something that heals the roughness, the dryness of life. But then the psalmist uses another example. It's like when you see the snow on Mount Hermon. Have you ever looked up at a beautiful mountain and seen the snow on top and the sky behind it and the clouds sort of floating around and possibly a bird somewhere in between? It fills us with a sense of wonder and awe. That too is our reaction to where a community lives in peace. It is soothing. It is awesome, filled with awe, because we realize that it heals that which is broken in us, but it carries us far beyond the everyday to a place where the peace can only be a message from God, because people are living at peace who normally wouldn't even associate with each other. But in the spirit, they found something precious and holy to celebrate. And now we have to embrace that and share it with others.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.